Hi, it's Robin Hilton from All Songs Considered. Just a quick note to let you know that we've got a guest host for this week's Plus One podcast. It's Timotep Aku, a writer and contributor for NPR Music. You may have heard his previous interviews on our show with Anderson .Paak and Danny Brown. This time, Timotep's guest is the comedian and actor Hannibal Buress.
Welcome to the All Songs Considered Plus One podcast. I'm your special guest host, Timotep Aku. And in the place today, we have a very, very esteemed guest, comedian and a comic all-star, the host of the Handsome Rambler podcast on Airwolf, a guy you know from his co-host gig on the Eric Andre Show. You may know him from Broad City, and you may have laughed at one of his many comedy specials on Netflix or Comedy Central. We have Hannibal Buress in the place today.
What's up, Tim?
I'm doing well, man. I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you?
I'm all right.
You're a very busy man these days.
Yeah. Trying to just stay working. Try to stay active. If you're working, you can distract yourself from life.
This is true. You are consistently on the road.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I wanted to have you on this podcast is because I know that when you are consistently on the road, when you're traveling with DJ Tony Trim, hip hop is almost something that's kind of incorporated into the act. He does his little sets, right?
Yeah. Well, Tony spends a set before I go on with some, you know, he spends some songs and has some visuals, and then there's a portions of the show where I reference rap songs or different, you know, themes in rap, and he'll play the audio. The reason I started doing that was just because, you know, I think a lot of comedians will have jokes about song lyrics where this person said this on a song. That's really crazy that they said that, and it works. It's fun, you know, if it's a dumb lyric, it's funny. But then it just to make it more dynamic and just to make the bit, make the jokes about the song work for somebody that doesn't know the artist at all. It just makes it, it gives it more energy and just more life to just have the audio there. I wanna do a joke about 2 Chainz for somebody that's never heard of 2 Chainz and have them get it the same way that a big fan would. So
it provides context.
It provides context. It provides just a different jolt of energy into the room when you're performing in a big theater. It just gives that, you know, it just gives a little pop to it. Yeah, so I just started having that, man, and it's been fun.
I think more than many comedians, I think you have a great, almost encyclopedic knowledge of ridiculous hip hop things.
Yeah.
I've noticed this. Tell me a little bit about your taste in rap. Like, what are you kind of like omnivorous? Is it like you're trying to hear everything? Like, tell me about what you're
not trying to hear everything, but I mean, I have. It's like the full gamut of range as far as the stuff that I like. I'm not a, you know, just indie underground backpack. I like that type of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, and then also like trap stuff. You know, the, you know, club stuff and commercial, whatever. I mean, you know, if you get, if it's all types of stuff that I enjoy. It just depends on your mood too.
For this podcast specifically, I'm always interested in people's entry points in the music and in songs that meant a lot to them or kind of exemplify a part of their life, you know, and you had some interesting picks.
Yeah.
I want to get into one of those interesting picks.
Yeah.
The song is the 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about what that song means to you?
It was just a huge song. It's a huge, catchy song, and I think I'm trying to remember for what, when I first heard this song, I didn't know what 69 meant at all. Back when I was a kid, I was like, "Oh, 69 boys, whatever."
Same thing. I thought it was like an interstate that I didn't know about.
They called themselves the 69 Boys. Like that's pretty crazy. I think I'm trying to remember if it was their full album, or was it 95 South? But I bought the full album of one of them, and it was just, I just remember, that was back when a single could just get you as a kid. I mean, I had some questionable music taste as a kid.
But remember, it's all good, though. It's all good, though.
Remember Deion Sanders, Must Be the Money?
I bought
that in the store.
Low-key a jam, but
that was a jam.
I would not have paid money for it.
I bought that in the store.
I can understand stealing it, maybe, or dubbing somebody's tape.
I bought Must Be the Money.
Wow.
I have to get that Deion Sanders track.
Let me ask you, was any dancing incorporated into your enjoyment of that song? Because I feel like, you know, Deion Sanders was known for his...
Yeah, he was vibing out and just...
Yeah,
I don't know
his
if I...
Celebrations, though, you know, like, so I feel like, was that a part of your childhood?
Probably. If by myself, I would probably vibe out a little bit and get it moving. But yeah, 69 Boys, Tootsie Roll.
Let me ask you a question. If you went to a nightclub, and you saw someone doing a dance in which they were moving their knees in a circular motion with their back bent, would you identify it as the butterfly or the Tootsie Roll?
Oh man, I mean. Because I did the same thing. Yeah.
Apparently this song... All right, so here's the deal. I'm from New York City.
Yeah.
I have a West Indian background. I used to go to the clubs and you know, not really the clubs because I was real young, but, like, you go to a basement party, right? Mm-hmm. Teenagers experiencing their first taste of explicit sexual dancing, et cetera, et cetera, right? And you see people do the butterfly, and we know it as a butterfly. When this song came out, one of the lines that really stood out in my mind was like, I don't know what you've been told. It's not the butterfly. It's the Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
So I assume there was some type of difference. But that's never been corroborated or proven. I don't know.
Also a very strong move on their part.
I think they kind of co-opted a little bit. Yeah, but then said,
this is old Tootsie Roll. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just we're renaming it.
They're renaming it. So let's get into this guilty pleasure real quick. And let's listen to some of the raps. And maybe we'll add a little bit of commentary. But let's listen to Tootsie Roll by the 69 Boys.
The butterfly, that's old. Let me see the Tootsie Roll. Yeah, 1994.
1994. To the left, and you do that, put your foot up and walk, and you doing all that, then drop to the slide around and kick it, and you get
it. Yo, you could have a whole music career. Have you thought about that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I remember gibberish rap was a thing.
Yeah.
You guest appear in one of Mike Eagle's songs.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think you could really, Doug Stamper's the name of that song.
Yeah, Doug Stamper over Mike Eagle. I could, I just gotta kind of hold up and just do it. And get in that mode whatever, it's 2 weeks. Just
you gotta go to Hawaii. Like put like a Kanye, like you're making my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
Yeah.
Get with like Rick Rubin and just meditate Maui and just get in the lab and do what you do, you know?
I got some time coming up in January and February where I might be able to get away for a bit. But I do wanna sometimes I would like to just have a big club song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I feel like your understanding of 69 Boys, and that being such a seminal song for who you are. Just,
and that's
how
what I knew.
How formed your character and everything
69
you do.
Boys, yeah. Deion Sanders. These artists are who really just connect to me and just inform my sensibilities as a musician. But no, I got bars, man.
You got bars?
Yeah.
Would your bars be respected in your hometown of Chicago?
Would they be? They are. My bars are respected, man. I got, you know, I can spit bars, man.
You know what? I believe
it's tougher to freestyle on stage, though.
Why's that?
Into a microphone, freestyling.
Why is that?
You freestyle sometimes?
Yeah. We all freestyle sometimes. I know this.
No, I feel like just being in the car or something with friends or sitting around kicking it, you can kind of get into, it's easier to, you know, get into a zone than on the mic. It's a little bit different.
It's interesting to see a person who is a stand-up comedian by trade and a performer by trade say that it's maybe a little bit difficult to perform freestyles on stage.
Yeah.
What would make it better? Maybe people should just throw words at you when you're on stage.
I'm saying it's different. It's not tough. It's tougher. It's just a different, I don't know, maybe it's, you know, hearing yourself amplified or what it is, but it's just a different. My best freestyles have always just been around my friends. Like when I really killed that shit.
Yeah.
It's been like, damn, I
wish
you just
gotta wear
that.
More hoodies to kind of isolate. You know what I'm saying? What's around you, no peripheral vision, no distraction, just zone out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mentioned Chicago, the west side of Chicago. One of your picks for a song to play today was a very interesting one. And I feel like this is a group that doesn't get enough props. It was Psychodrama.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about Psychodrama.
Psychodrama is from west side of Chicago. And it was just legendary. You just heard people always bumping this track.
Mm-hmm.
If you from the west side, you knew this song. Like, you just knew it. Like, you could, this is Chicago just anthem. And it's just part of my childhood. Just, you just hear, you just know that bass, like, doom.
Yeah, and the sample, yep.
Doom, doom, you just know it. And it's just, that's what it is, man.
I think Psychodrama is super interesting because it was two guys and one girl, right? If I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah.
Even that composition, people associate that with like Diggable Planets and the Fugees, and even a certain type of rap. Psychodrama stuff, how would you describe their content?
Their content? You know, I mean, I honestly don't know that many songs besides this one and maybe one up, but though, you know, it's just, I mean, it's just dope, and it's just, you know, I don't know why, when I was thinking about songs, but that just came to my head, right? Like Psychodrama. Yeah. It's just that this track is just, when I hear it, I can just picture being at home on my block and just somebody just driving past in a box Chevy and just blasting this shit. Like, that's what I think of when I hear it. Yeah.
Well, let me get back to my what? Well, let me get back to my stroke. As I unfold these pimping techniques, I can flex this thing and leave you in pain. Sleeping on top of wet sheets, this dick like M-A-G-I-C. See you looking at me. So, chop up that paper hole. If you really want the dick of the young black daddy, in the caddy in the backseat of the caddies, where you see it. We gon' do this here shit, 100% pure deal. Just don't be late for this magic show. Just let a nigga know. But for now, ho, yo, I gotta go. It's just a magic show. You know what I'm saying? Talk about that magic shit. I'm through.
That's a solid song.
That's a
short
song.
Short verses, call and response in there. Good layering of the vocals.
Indeed. Can we talk about the styles that they have on this song? Because it's like that particular style of rapping I really associate with the Midwest and Chicago specifically.
Yeah.
Am I correct in that assessment as a New York kid?
Yeah, it's a lot of, yeah, I mean, you know, Twista with the fast rap. And,
do or die with that kind of bounce,
Hey, sometimes it's the vibe. You know what I mean?
It's the vibe music, right?
Like, Luchini is a vibe.
It is a vibe. No one really knows what's going
Luchini
on in that song.
Luchini is a vibe, dog. It's just a vibe, and they just sound cool as fuck. But you can't, you know. Yeah, it's and but I mean, you can hear what they're saying. Obviously, psychodrama. But yeah, it's just a, you know, they killed it, man. It just feels good. It just feels good listening to it right now.
West Side Chicago stand up.
Yeah.
And if you're tired of standing up, have a seat, because yeah, you can sit whenever you want, because
yeah,
it's your world.
It's your life.
And Timotip Aku's conversation with Hannibal Buress will continue after this.
A quick shout out to one of our sponsors who brings you this message. HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient. HelloFresh offers the freshest ingredients, measured to the exact quantities needed, along with step-by-step recipes for delicious meals designed to take 30 minutes to make, all approved by a registered dietitian. Everything is delivered in a special insulated box with free shipping. All Songs Considered listeners can receive $35 off their first week of deliveries. Visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code SONGS on your first purchase.
Now back to Timotip Aku and his conversation with the comedian and actor Hannibal Buress.
But speaking of West Side Chicago, when yeah, you walked in here today, you were like, hey, did you hear the new Saba?
Yeah.
Saba's a really dope new artist. I think a lot of people are starting to become more and more familiar with him through his collaborations with Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
But in his own right, he's really, really dope. And he has a song you selected from his new project.
Yeah, I found out about him through him being on the Angels track with Chance. But I hadn't heard his other stuff until I... into this new project, Bucket List, came out, and I was listening to it. And then he got this song, West Side Bound 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of a trilogy. I hadn't heard the other ones. I listened to them. Now, but this one, it's just so, you know, some songs are good songs.
Yeah.
But this dude is rapping about, like, five blocks from my house. And so when I heard, it just got me... just so hyped in a different way, just to when somebody just talking specific about streets and just...
See, that's what I love about hip-hop, too.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, I feel that same way when I hear somebody talk about Brooklyn and they're like, oh, he was in Livonia in Bristol. I was like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I used to get excited about that when I first started coming to New York and started living here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, Marcy's right here. That's what Biggie was talking... Oh, Nostrand Ave. And I'm like, oh, that's the spot that they talk about. But... yeah, I mean, you know, Lupe of Westside and Psychodrama, Crucial Conflict, Do or Die, have had, you know, Crucial Conflict had this song called The Circle, which is about, it's this area in, I forget the name of the park, it's a park in Chicago where people just, you know, everybody pulls up their car. It's basically a club.
Okay.
And people just, you know, have their drinks, they smoke, and they just chill out and kick it, and it's The Circle. And they made a song about it. It's like, that's how we do it in the Shy on the West Side. And you kick hanging in The Circle, and that was it. It's so specific.
I love that.
It's like a thing to talk about, to do a song about just just the city, but a hangout spot in the city. But yeah, so songs like that, man, where you just hear them, like this is very specific. So it hit in a different way. I damn near teared up when I first heard it, just because I was excited. I was a little drunk too. And
good combination.
But it was just, you know, he talked about Austin. Now he's from like Austin and Division, it sounds like. I'm from right off of Austin and North Avenue. It's four blocks away. So anything he's talking, like I, you know, been all around those same blocks and go around there when I'm back home all the time now. So it was just, this song was just like, just to hear it. It was really vivid and then dope to hear.
All right, let's check it out. Saba, West Side Bound 3.
And I'm from the part of the city that they don't be talking about. Hey, Austin, my grandmama house. Hey, madhouse on Madison, middle school graduate, could have been trafficking, but I would rather do better than my uncle had in my head to the sky like a Jazzy White backflip. Yeah. Hey, Westside nigga crazy. Yeah. Westside nigga crazy. Westside nigga crazy. Oh, and I'm from the part of the city that they don't be talking about. Austin, my grandmama house. Madhouse on Madison, middle school graduate, could have been trafficking, but I would rather do better than my uncle had in my head to the sky like a dancing white right backflip. Slept on the pallet, promised my mama I'd turn it to palace. My granny house is right, but Wallace is cabbage. Corner below and behold when it's below zero and you watch your best friend hit the corner. And now I no longer ignore him. Used to hoop daily, we thought he was Jordan. He went on a high school but dropped out of junior. I went on a college, he went on a shooter, he went on a juvie, I went on a tour. Hey, bicycle with the juice in the wheel. If you was a real nigga, we wouldn't have to hit your kid proving yourself, cause who really cares?
Pause it real quick. I don't know if people
if they caught that.
He said bicycle with the juice in the wheel.
I know what that mean. What does that mean?
That means like when you used to add a little quarter juices.
Yeah, quarter waters, yeah.
You would flatten them out and you put them in your bike, and then your bike sound like a motorcycle.
That is a very, very, very specific artifact, and I can understand why that inspired tears. Wow. Wow. The little kid's aspirational motorcycle.
Yeah, dog. You put that in there, and then you ride around, and your bike sound like a motorcycle. Yeah.
Weapons. That's why I'm walking like I'm welcome. Hey, Hennessy, but they'll buy that. Just pour it on the curb. We blinded like an eye patch. See your boys in the herbs, hey, hey, where the west side at? Shout the thug, shout the nerd, hey, shout the kids claiming shy, right? Know you were born in the bird, boy. West side nigga crazy, yeah. West side nigga crazy, West side nigga crazy, West side nigga crazy. Hey, and I'm from the part of the city that they don't be talking about. Hey, I gave the west side a new meaning. I took it to the Europeans. The police took my nigga freedom. I'll probably be in there with him. Cause honestly, I think just like all my niggas. And honestly, I should've reached out to Twister. Like, hey bro, I got one. I need you on this one. Austin Division. Ironic that that's the divide. Below the poverty line. My mother was on the south side. Z Money told me this line. I caught the bus off a pine. I say my word double time. Knock on wood, I have not ever been robbed. But a few niggas tried on the train on my way to school a couple times. Westside nigga crazy. Yeah. Westside nigga crazy. Westside nigga crazy.
And I'm from a part of the city. I was sitting on my front porch when I saw my first titty. Tried to throw the west side up when I was five, watching Pac, Diss, and Biggie. Whole fit off of Madison, eating Uncle Remus, fucking Whole Foods. Shorty used to act like Stone Cold, flipping niggas off, cracking cold brews. West side prep was my old school, the block was hot like Suzanne Summers. Seeing someone that got hit with a shotty, walk a block while he shitted his body. Cops came, started lifting his body. I went back to watching Nicktoons. Watch it back when it's mid-June. You can always be my big spoon. Know you in the hood when you see the poles with a blue light steady flashing like cheerleader clothes. I remember letters in the first grade cause of GDs and foes. Mama speak in the cold, trying to get a job at the store. Never gonna get it like I'm Vogue. I'm a West Side nigga.
That song is dope, man. Yeah, it's just so specific, man. Like, it, you know, obviously, it works as a song. It's a good song. You know, he's flowing, but it's just, you know, little details. He caught the bus off of Pine. Pine is a side street. You know,
like you might have to be from
you have to be from right around there.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably people in Chicago who
don't
know
Pine. Like it's streets in Chicago. In certain parts, I'm like, that's a street. It's a streets I discovered last week when I took a different route from the airport. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is a street. It's all types. You know, it's a huge city.
It's a big city.
It's a big city. So it's spots you don't even. So yeah, it was dope to hear that. I listened to that over and over. I remember just Sunday in L.A. We were just kicking it at my hotel before we headed to this Halloween party. And had a few people over, and I just played this like five times in a row, which I normally don't do if I have guests.
Were there other Chicago West Side? Chicago
nobody
guests
else in there was in Chicago. It was just me, and I'm like, this song is dope, and I'm very excited about it, and we're gonna listen to it six times. I normally don't handle music like that when I got guests. My repeat, you know, OCD stuff. That's for when I'm by myself. I'll run a 20-second part of a verse over and over if I'm by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of my favorite little pieces of rapping is on Wale, Black Heroes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's snapping on that song, but then it's a part where he locks in. So where your keys at, playboy?
I sling hyperboles at a warp speed. Usain Bolt running from ready, set, bang, go. Third album, I fade nothing, the bank gone. I paint for them, they lame on it. I paint more, they ain't showing the same love. Try to think through it. I must influence with better
let the hate show up and lay show up and make noise. They can't ignore it. It's cold ports.
Like, it was like that just piece. Like, he snapped the fuck out on that shit.
Nah, I've done that as recently as yesterday.
Yeah.
I was listening to Ghostface Killah. What song was it? Good Times. You ever heard Good Times?
I'm not sure.
Oof. It's a part where he's like, Gdini, you see me, you know what? I can't even imitate it because it's so hard to do. And just like when I'm watching sports or whatever, and I'm amazed by somebody's feat of athleticism, I am amazed by the feats of lyricism sometimes.
People see me, Gdini, hit Beanie on the South Cena. You need me, you read me, Casanova, get that weed in me. The champion, the vigilante, ask me what the circumstance be. Hit me like Marcus Camby, hear me, I fuck with family.
James Spence.
That's why I don't rap.
You're like, I can't
there's
do that.
There's things I can't do. I can't replicate that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, he was locked in.
He locked in. I do want to get back to some of your selections for this. And speaking of Ghostface Killah, speaking of Wu-Tang Clan, you selected a song by Raekwon featuring Ghostface and featuring Nas called Verbal Intercourse. Why?
Because that Nas verse is... one is crazy.
It is.
It's one of the craziest verses. Even though, to this day, no idea what he's talking about. But it sounds so good. And he just kills it. I don't know. I've heard that. Because the Only Built for Cuba Links was one of the CDs I got through, like, the BMG CD Club.
Oh, wow.
That's how I got that CD.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that he kills it.
His delivery on there? Yeah,
he just is. It's a perfect verse.
Through
like
the
I don't
lights.
Really, I don't even let it go all the time. I don't even let the song go all the way a lot of the time. I either move on or just bring that back.
All right, let's just give people a sample of that.
It's only like 5% out of 100. Do it, baby. Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour, glitters, and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds, the stampede, the glow when I'm deceased. But in the beast, to rise like yeast, to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets, live on the run. Police paying me to give him my gun. Trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm graunchy, but things I do is real, it never haunts me. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Booster heads profile on a bus to Rikers Ave. Holding weed inside they pussy with they minds on the pretty things in life. Props is a true thug's wife, it's like a cycle. Niggas come home, some will go in, do a bullet, come back, do the same shit again. From the womb to the tomb, presume the unpredictable. Gun salute life rapidly, that's the ritual.
Perhaps bullets bust, niggas discuss mad money, true lies, and white guys. We can see you through the eyes, catch the most on tape. Kilos disintegrate, Pyrex pots, we break fiends, licking plates. In the building, niggas building.
Like yeah, I love Ray, but
dope. Yeah. That verse, he's spitting on there too, but it's
Ray.
Just not.
And I love Ghost. I love Ghost in that too. But yeah,
yeah, it's a slick verse. No hook on that song either. It's just
no
all
hook.
Rapping.
Just bars.
Rapping.
Just bars, yo.
Yeah.
Criminal bars. I love them. Hey man, thank you for this walk down memory lane.
Thank you,
and,
man.
And
this
peek into the presence of hip hop. And now we know how much of a head you are. I had no idea. I had an inkling, but I didn't know. It went that deep. I didn't know you'd be rewinding verses.
All the time. You know? Yeah, my ex girlfriends can attest to how annoying it is to listen to music with me.
And that's NPR Music contributor and guest host Timotep Aku talking with comedian and actor Hannibal Buress. Buress will be at the Satile Theater in Charleston, South Carolina on January 19th, and the Knight Theater at the Levine Center for the Arts in Charlotte, North Carolina on January 20th. Special thanks to L. Richard Moringlane of RTNC Productions for helping to make this podcast possible.